Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He lives. He has returned. It's usually me that's absent doing Florida Man stuff. Last week, Remzo here, Remzo Martinez, my partner in comic book crime. Well, why don't you tell the story, Remzo? Why should you're here? Welcome back.
Well, first I have a question, Mark.
Okay.
Have you seen the giant frogs in Florida yet?
Frogs? I don't know if they're giant.
So apparently there are frogs that have been mutated by something, okay. And they're coming out like 20 pounds out of the water. Like, we're talking some, like, big freaking frogs.
I have not seen a 20-pound frog. We did have a frog crawling on our window the other day during a storm. And then I looked it up because, my wife's a little, you might call her superstitious, something like that. So we were looking up, like, what does it mean when you see a frog? And at first we're like, okay, good luck. And then, then it's like some other cultures believe they mean death and destruction. So, like, I don't know what's, like, wealth and fortune are on the way or our life is about to fall apart. So we're not really sure exactly where things are going to land. But no, I haven't seen a 20-pound frog. I don't know what that would bode for me.
Well, if you see one, you can get TikTok famous, apparently.
You know who I bet has seen the 20-pound frog? Probably our man, not Alec Holland, Swamp Thing, who we discussed last week when I had our good pal Eric sub in for you. It was nice, to be honest. He never gets snippy with me. You know, he's very complacent, he's very easy to control, unlike the rambunctious Remzo Martinez. Rambunctious. Start using that one.
Speaking of rambunctious, wrestling fans will know this term. You know what a heel hook is, Mark?
Of course I know what a heel hook is.
Well, I got heel hooked in the most like textbook way on Saturday. I've been training. I did an hour of just drilling Saturday morning. Then I did an hour of kickboxing. And then I took off for lunch. And I was like, you know what? I could do a little bit of sparring. So I drove into South Milwaukee to all my favorite open mats to train with a few of my friends. And I went over to this new guy at one point, and I was on my back. He was
said, "Hey, new guy, want to grapple?"
I thought because he was way newer than I am, that he won't be that difficult or spry or anything. And I was already pretty tired, so I thought I could just be defensive the entire time. So at one point, he gets me on my back. I'm about to do something, and next thing you know, I just feel my foot reverse direction. And I hear a loud gunshot and everyone just stops and stares. And next thing you know, I'm like, holy shit, I think you've broken my ankle, because he heel hooked me and did not stop. So every ligament in my left ankle has been torn, and I tore a tendon, which explains my knee pain. But yeah, it has been not been fun. I've been on my couch a lot. Mostly working, and if I'm not doing that, I'm sleeping. But yeah,
this is exactly why at this show we encourage people not to participate in combat sports and change the world. We encourage people to read comics and change the world. I'm not saying you shouldn't do combat sports, but if you do, you got to be ready. You might be laid up like Remzo.
Yeah, usually when people get to that point, they stop. And a lot of people just don't even try it, because if you don't know how much force you need to like completely break somebody's ankle, then you're going to mess somebody up. I am thankful that my foot only went in the opposite direction and did not break. But the annoying thing is that apparently a break would heal faster than all the ligaments that he went ahead and just exploded. So I'm going to be having to figure out how to basically fight on one leg for a while, because I'm finally able to like move around a little bit, but I'm still kind of wobbly. So now I have to make sure that no one ever touches my feet ever again, and I should be good.
Well, if you want to contribute to the Don't Let Anyone Touch My Feet Fund, you can go over to patreon.com/secondprintpod, where you can help support the show, help support all our endeavors on and off the mat, as well as get access to all sorts of exclusive bonus content, including my foray into the world of Thunderstrike with Thunderstrike, the world's only Thunderstrike podcast, as far as I know. Remzo, tell them what else is going on there, including how they can make a small contribution to a wonderful cause and a wonderful actor.
Absolutely. So a lot of you over the past few months, you helped me raise more than $1,200 for Tap Cancer Out. It's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu
Holy
tournament
crap,
series.
You guys got that kind of money?
Well, I actually raised $1,300 thanks to a lot of our awesome listeners, and they wanted that tax deduction. So they went ahead and did that. So as a thank you, we're paying it forward a little bit for everyone who joins at the $5 level or higher between now and the end of August. So you got until August 30th. I will take $1 out of pocket and I will go ahead and donate it to the Gary Sinise Foundation. It's a wonderful charity. It's my favorite veterans charity that supports veterans and military families. You can go ahead and check them out at GarySiniseFoundation.org. I support them every year and I've been doing so since 2013. And this is just another way of, you know, taking that mantra, read comics, change the world, and putting it into something that can actually be heroic and benefit people in a small way. So, you know, if you do that, and if you're in the United States, I have to caveat, because our good friend, our Brazilian buddy, Ariel, who lives in Colombia right now, we are doing posters for people.
We're going to raise the funds to hand deliver this poster to Colombia.
I will go to Colombia if we can get like, you know, $1,000 a month rolling at some point. I'm going to have to start, you know, doing that. I'll film like Logan Paul style travel videos and stuff, handing him his 15 cent poster that I printed from FedEx. But
Remzo's Rush, your new energy drink.
Yeah, it's mainly just sugar.
Only legal in Colombia, which is why we have
only
to
legal
there
to
promote it.
But yeah, if you sign up at that level, I'll be donating $1 to the Gary Sinise Foundation. If you live in the continental United States, and I'll expand it to Hawaii, America, Samoa, and Puerto Rico, you'll get assigned.
If it's considered domestic postage, then it's encompassed into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I want you guys to get this stuff. So, you know, that's patreon.com/secondprintpod. I do have a preview for this weekend over on Patreon. Good buddy Degenerate Derek from the Degenerate Panel, a.k.a. not producer Derek. We will be reviewing the first 5 episodes of the new My Adventures of Superman anime series on Adult Swim. He brought this up to me and he was like, dude, are you watching this? I'm like, man, I don't know how I feel about an anime Superman, especially when I saw a story over at Bounding in the Comics where they basically showed a clip of Superman turning into Superman through like a Sailor Moon costume transition. And I was like, what'd you do to my boy Cal? And I was a little bit hesitant because no one really at DC had been promoting this. This was one of those like Walter Hamada era projects when Warner Brothers Discovery was still under AT&T with DC and everything. So this is one of those that's kind of slipped through the cracks. But I'm telling you, I watched the first episode with my wife and we were like, this ain't too bad. And then we watched the second and the third and the fourth. And I was like, I actually am really enjoying it. And by episode 5, which is this week's episode, which is where we'll be wrapping up this review, I'm pretty hooked on this series. This is a good series. If you're
where
a Superman,
does one watch this on Max?
If you're, yeah, it's on Max, and the episodes come out
maybe
the day
I'll catch
after
up before I hear that episode.
Yeah, and the episodes come out on Max the day after they air on Adult Swim. If you like anime, you're gonna like this. If you like Superman, you're gonna like this. It's different. That's what I'll say. But it's really fun, and I've been enjoying it. So if fans like it, if people over on Patreon enjoy it, maybe we'll continue through this season and just follow the series. Who knows? But you can go ahead and catch me and not producer Derek covering My Adventures of Superman episodes 1-5 over on patreon.com/secondprintpod.
Very well. Well, Remzo, while you were laid up on those painkillers, hopefully, did you happen to flip that remote over and wrap up Secret Invasion, or have you veered away?
I watched it. I can't say I enjoyed it.
Now, I described this to you, I think, a couple of weeks ago, but now that you've finally seen it, how do you feel about what they did with the end of this already somewhat middling series that I think I wanted to convince myself I liked just because I like Samuel Jackson and I did enjoy some of his performances? Outside of that, it's hard for me to say a lot great about this.
There's a funny Jimmy Kimmel joke. My favorite James Bond is actually George Lazenby. And George Lazenby was on with Jimmy Kimmel one time, and he was like, "So did you ever get to bang any of the Bond girls?" He's like, "Yeah, all the other Bond girls, not the one that was in my movie." And he was like, "Oh, so you did that after they were in their prime, like when they were like showing you their headshot covering their face because they were in like their 60s and 70s. He was like, "Basically." And that's how I kind of equate this series. Secret Invasion is like they marketed you Ursula Anders from Dr. No in the white bikini and the knife rolling up on the beach way back in the 60s. Instead, what they gave you was Ursula Anders in her 80s. And they were like, "You still want it?
With every superpower.
This is what you want." Yeah.
Ursula Anders as the Super Skrull. That's basically what we got.
So this series was supposed to be one of the most anticipated Disney Plus projects, MCU projects in general, that we have had in years. And
I mean, it was the one that you and I were, even as the product was suffering, we're saying, all right, well, maybe there's a glimmer of hope in Secret Invasion. Like, even a couple years ago, I think we were looking that far ahead of this.
This is if somebody gave you a Bugatti without an engine. This series just fell flat. Like, this is, for my UFC fans, this is not Tony Ferguson a few years ago. This is Tony Ferguson last weekend when he just got knocked the fuck out. Like, this is just not where I wanted it. And I can't say it's bad, but it failed to live up to expectations.
I can say it's bad.
It's not She-Hulk bad.
It's not actively bad in that sort
it's
of
it's not
way.
The worst Disney Plus MCU show I've seen.
This is a hallmark of what I think happens with DC Disney Plus shows. They start off sort of slow, like building a plot slowly, which, and you're like, okay, maybe this could be going somewhere. You know, you start off, you rarely start off hating something. Well, yeah, even She-Hulk, I don't think I completely hated it from the get-go.
Like episode 2 or 3,
all right, this is quirky, not my style, but maybe okay. And then by 3, you're getting, you know, booty shaking with Megan Thee Stallion. So, you know, it really plummets quickly. And then suddenly you look up and it's like episode 5 and you're like, how are they going to wrap this all up? And you're like, well, let's see. And then they always just plop the ending. And to me, like, there were some interesting pieces being built here. But what really makes no sense about this, again, is that not only are the Avengers not involved, this whole thing with the Skrulls, think about the concept. The whole thing is Nick Fury was supposed to find them a new planet. Now, dude, we just had like Avengers Endgame. We just had them going to like a bunch of different planets. We had fucking Rhodey, who we now know had to have been a Skrull even during Endgame. Why? Because when he came out of the whatever chamber they were holding him. By the way, why do they keep these guys alive? Why don't they just kill the guys and replace them? I don't know. Whatever.
Contracts.
Contracts is the answer. Because contracts. those are two. It's because comics or because contracts. In this case, it's because contracts. And his legs weren't really working. So we know that it was somewhere. And when we got to Infinity War, his legs were essentially working and he was already working for the government. So somewhere between Civil War, where his legs weren't fully functional, and in Infinity War is when that Rhodey had to have been swapped out, which means the Rhodey in Infinity War and Endgame was this Skrull Rhodey, which means he knows about, he was on the fucking Titan. Can't they just go to Titan? It was empty. Like, they know about all these different
That's
fucking
like saying
planets.
You want to send people to Detroit.
If Nick Fury really couldn't find them a planet, he just wasn't fucking trying. And maybe he wasn't trying. And that's what I think is, it's the source of a lot of the anger of Gravik has towards Nick Fury, that he used him. Basically, we find out, this is what pisses me off too. We basically, the in in the MCU, Nick Fury is not a badass assassin, World War II veteran who's been alive for 80 extra years and has a little de-aging serum and is just a badass motherfucker. He's not that. He's a pencil pusher who just used Skrulls his whole career. Because in this reality, he was just like a regular S.H.I.E.L.D. agent until the Captain Marvel movie when he encountered the Skrulls and all this stuff. Also, why aren't they pissed at Captain Marvel? She's the one that was out in space. She's the one. And they even said it was supposed to be Fury.
You can't blame women, Mark.
It was supposed to be Fury and Captain Marvel finding them a planet. Nick Fury can only do so much. He can't go to space. She flies through space. And you're telling me she couldn't find them a fucking planet. I the whole premise is silly. Aside from that, it's comics, whatever. We let plot points go. We have to let plot points go. But then how they did this thing, and now in our group, Jeffrey, who I understand is not watching the show, and I appreciate that, and that's part of why we have this discussion group. That's part of why we have the Second Print Comics fan zone. It's the place we can go, and you and I will often watch things and read things so other people don't have to. So he was asking, you know, how are they going to do the Super Skrull if they didn't introduce the Fantastic Four yet? And early on, a few episodes ago, I talked about how it's kind of interesting how it seemed like they were going to do this thing where they're basically using other characters that mimic some of the Fantastic Four characters. So they had like some Groot in there, some Cull Obsidian for like the strength of the thing. You're like, okay, that's interesting and can lead us to like a similar situation of a Super Skrull, which they did at first. But then they have Daenerys Targaryen. I can't even remember her name in the show anymore. Daenerys Targaryen, we'll just call her that. She turns on Gravik and decides to be good and join Fury, and she breaks into where they're doing all the experiments, creating the Super Skrulls, and she just takes all the powers for herself. So now, at the end of this episode, where you think it's Fury, but I kind of suspected it was her the whole time, and she shapes it, you realize it's her and that she has all the powers. And then not only does she have like the four powers at a time of the Fantastic Four that they were kind of teasing a couple episodes ago. No, she has every power of everybody ever. Everybody that was at the Battle of Earth, she has a power of. Even ones that don't make sense. Like, she has Ghost's powers. Ghost was at the Battle of Earth? I don't remember that. I don't remember seeing her, but I guess She was there and we don't know it.
They have to remind you Ant-Man 2 happened.
I guess so. I mean, she has Captain Marvel's powers, who's already one of the most overpowered characters in the MCU. She has Thanos's powers. She has access to every hero that exists. So essentially, other than like God or the Watcher or somebody like that, this is now the most powerful character in the MCU, canonically. It has to be, because she has every fucking character's powers. This is so stupid. And she kills Gravik. So she's also not morally constrained in any way.
No,
and then she joins Excalibur in the non-post credit scene. That was actually before the credits.
And I mean, this is just going on with like the strong female archetype.
This is almost seems like a parody of it. It's so over the top. It's like, okay, you want MCU? Okay, that's not real. But here's the. I mean, it is.
It is a parody, because you can make male characters stoic and silent and give them gray areas. It makes them interesting. When you do that with women with no context, they just come off as moody, as bitchy, as bossy. Amelia
Clark.
Amelia Clark. Who's
Daenerys Targaryen?
No. Emily Blunt. Who's Mary Poppins?
Emily Blunt is married to Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah. So Emily Blunt did. She did that movie with Tom Cruise a while back, Edge of Tomorrow or something like that, and she had a problem.
That was like a decade ago, Ramsey.
Yeah, so but this clip has come out recently. I think Nerdrotic shared it, where basically Emily Clark was complaining in the script and she asked for some rewrites, because when they were describing her character, they started off as describing her as a strong female character, and she hates that. And the reason why she said she hates that is because it takes everything that makes a woman out of a woman, and it's a placeholder for actual character development. And that's what
Emily Clark said that, or Emily Blunt said that?
Emily Blunt said that.
Okay.
Emily Blunt says she intentionally turns down roles that lead with strong female character, because what it means is no progression. And it means somebody unlikable. And that's not...
She's going to have the victim's journey, where she has no journey, where she just is strong and powerful and has to have no character progression to overcome anything.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just what we continue to see. People that say, oh, you know, you're going too far with the MCU comments. No, No, it's a perfectly justified title. You took the biggest story, the most successful events of the last 20 years. This is when I really started collecting Marvel. Secret Invasion. You took the best story of the last 20 years, a Bendis classic, and you butchered it. You know, I could understand it can't be exactly page for page what we were getting, but you ruined Nick Fury. It's like this sacrifice. It's like this Aztec Mayan sacrifice in which you have to take a character, give him his own spotlight, and then you have to neuter him. We have this with Hawkeye. We have this with Nick Fury and Secret Invasion. We have this. I would even go as far as Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi, the master of martial arts, gets his ass kicked by his sister his entire movie. Doctor Strange ends up getting usurped at the end. Wanda Maximoff kills herself. It's America Chavez who ends up really being the one to beat her.
Because she just believes in herself.
She just believes
in herself. That's literally how that plot turned. Like, she gotta believe in yourself. Yeah. Okay.
And I like that movie, but I'll admit that's stupid. But, you know, we just continue to see this. And in a way, like, it's so weird because they were really trying to use this at the beginning to amp up excitement for the Marvels. And I mean, I was hearing Disney really tried to promote the hell out of the series. I heard radio ads for Secret Invasion.
You told me that.
I saw billboards.
I'm still trying to figure out what were you listening to on the radio?
That's not classic rock.
Okay. Fair
which enough. I don't think that's the demographic that's going to watch a Disney Plus series. But I heard it and it was ridiculous. I mean, they put so much money into promotion, traditional and digital media for Secret Invasion. And now they're trying to pivot. They're going to be like, well, you have to see this to watch Captain Marvel. But here's the thing. The people that didn't like this are not going to watch Captain Marvel. Because if you can't get them excited for a Sam Jackson limited series, you're not going to get them excited for the Marvels. And to make things even more of a slap in the face for Disney, IMAX has said that they will not be screening the Marvels, but instead be giving an additional couple of weeks to Dune Part 2. So this will be the first Marvel movie
Who is paying extra? First of all, the Marvels is going to bomb. I mean, that much is clear at this point. But who's going to pay extra to go to IMAX for it? I mean, I think that's a smart choice.
Yeah. I saw the first I saw Captain Marvel in IMAX because I had free tickets. And it was all right. But I mean, theatrically, you know, Marvel movies just have not looked good. And it's predominantly been since Endgame. They don't really look good. I can't name a Marvel film that has been like really aesthetically pleasing. Maybe I'll give some credit to Doctor Strange. A lot of people said that Doctor Strange looked cheap. I like Doctor Strange because it looked like a Sam Raimi movie. So I'll defend Multiverse of Madness to that extent. I still really like that movie. But I would not pay to see this in IMAX. I would not pay to watch this in theaters. I think this is going to be the first Marvel movie not to make $75 million in its opening weekend. I would predict that it will actually make, and this is, you know, quote me on this, folks, and let's see if I'm right in a couple weeks, months, whatever. I don't even know what's coming out. I think it makes less than $20 million its first weekend. I think it drops immediately from first place to second place. The Flash made around 75, but then it stayed there. It struggled. I think Sound of Freedom will continue, which has already made more money than Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, which was a fantastic movie, by the way. I saw Dead Reckoning. I saw Dead Reckoning, Barbie, and Oppenheimer within a 72-hour period. I would say Sound
I'm not going to go into it all the way, Remzo, because I did on my other show, The Mark Claire Show, I did a full Barbie analysis, believe it or not.
And I covered Barbie for us.
Yeah. And Remzo also reviewed it on his own for SBC. So either, no matter what show, if you support The Mark Claire Show, SBC, or if you support both, you can get a Barbie breakdown. I'll just say this. Whatever you think of why you might or might not want to see this movie, it's probably not going to line up with your expectations, to me, in good ways. So I would just say it's a much different movie than you might think it is on the surface. Yeah. If you're someone who doesn't think they want to see it. I enjoyed it a lot.
I enjoyed it with my wife. It's a funny movie. It is.
And there are layers to it if you want to see those layers, but if you don't, it's just entertaining on its face.
It's everything that people hate and it's everything that people love. But with that said, I mean, the Marvels is not going to make anywhere near as much money as Barbie. Barbie is a cultural phenomenon.
Do you know how crazy this is, Remzo? It's really just hitting me right now. I'm thinking about this. Like, okay, I've been looking forward to the Slash movie for years. The Michael Keaton return, all this stuff. I can very legitimately say that Barbie is maybe 10 times of a better movie than the Flash.
100 times better.
100 times better. I don't know if the math can be done, actually.
Barbie made me enjoy watching a movie in theaters. Even Oppenheimer for three freaking hours.
And I'll tell you what, talk about nostalgia, doing nostalgia correctly. Now, look, I have no nostalgia towards Barbie. My wife does, though, and that stuff definitely hit with her. Yes, they even had Barbies in Mexico, believe it or not. But the nostalgia, the way they do nostalgia, it hit on every level. That was very, very clear for the women in the audience that grew up with Barbie. The Flash did not. The Flash couldn't even do that with fucking Michael Keaton Batman.
It could not deliver that with giving us a Nick Cage Superman.
Well, that was just
yeah.
Well, that was a weird play because it was nostalgia for something that never existed. It was like nostalgia for nerds who know that sort of started to exist.
It was a super deep cut that didn't fill.
Yeah, but if you told me 2 years ago that I would literally be like, we're talking about going back to see Barbie again and Flash I never want to even look at again. I mean, and if you told me that a couple of years ago, I mean, it's wild where we are, Renzo. It's wild where we are.
And yet they continue to blame fan expectations. That's what the director for Secret Invasion tried saying. And everyone's comparing it to Barbie, Oppenheimer, and all these other films. It's like, no, if you make a good movie, people will come out and see it. I mean, Tom Cruise has been the one who's been resuscitating movie theaters since Top Gun Maverick. Mm-hmm. And even though it's making less money, it's trailing right now an indie film that was filmed in 2018 from a Christian studio during the same time a Barbie movie is out and a 3-hour-long Christopher Nolan movie. It has nothing to do with fan expectations. Marvel and Disney have just continued to put out shit. What does it say when the Illumination movies, the Despicable Me stuff, Mario earlier this year. Why is it all those anime films are outdoing Pixar? They've blamed the fans since the pandemic. They've been blaming the fans. They've been putting
they've
it
been
on
blaming
us.
Fans since Brie Larson, Captain Marvel V1.
Yes.
Really. I mean, that was really the start. That was the first time you really saw like a star preemptively strike on fans for not watching a movie or for criticism, not liking a movie.
Yeah, and ultimately, I mean, we could take us back one more step, The Last Jedi. Because even with The Force Awakens, people were willing to give that Star Wars saga a chance. So this era of, oh, it's the fans, oh, we can't live up to fan expectations. Why did fans love Werewolf by Night last year? We're coming up on the 1-year anniversary of the release of Werewolf by Night. Fans loved Werewolf by Night.
And
because
by the way,
it was fucking good.
Werewolf by Night also featured what you could say is a strong female character, but it was a good character and a back to basics kind of story, and it wasn't trying to gaslight you preemptively into why don't you love this character? You know, there's none of that. They just give you the story. And it all kind of flows. They're not trying to push it down your throat. They're not trying to forcibly show you that this is a strong female character and you have to think about that for the entire episode. She just is.
Speaking, because we've covered a lot of what's going on right now. This came in yesterday. This is getting more mixed reaction than what I thought. Personally, I'm on the side of I'm excited. We're getting Wonder Woman 3 with Gal Gadot. actually happening.
That is a weird a twist to now. This is
just talk about fan expectations.
This adds so much further confusion to the whole James Gunn verse because his whole thing that he said in the video that we broke down a couple months ago was okay. Well, we're gonna reset things with the Flash. The Flash is the reset button. You already know it's not because you already know George Clooney is not the Flash of the new fucking James Gunn DC. So I don't even know.
The Batman of the new DC.
Is the Batman? Yeah, it'd be funny if he was the Superman. Actually, the Batman of the DC. That's not happening. So whatever universe was created out of that is not the one that's going to be the James Gunn verse. Maybe that's their way of explaining. Multiple universes being created.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is what, I don't know. But then his whole thing is, we're starting fresh. Everyone's going to be new. Everything's going to be, and we got to move on. And that's why we have to move on from Cavill, because it's going to be a fresh Superman. That's why and now Gal Gadot's coming back. Now, I don't really blame them for having Gal Gadot back. She's kind of as iconic as you can be connected to this character now.
She is Wonder Woman. What Robert Downey Jr. is to Iron Man.
Sure. Yeah. And you know, she's popular. She's hot. Why not? But it just adds confusion to James Gunn's entire premise and the entire reason that he tells us we can't have any more Cavill.
You're saying that James Gunn lied?
It may be. James Gunn lied. People died. Yes. That's what I'm potentially saying.
I don't know what to fucking think about this. One, I'm happy that Gal is staying. But two, I'm just like, this whole thing is freaking stupid. I'm gonna try not to drop as many f-bombs because that hurts us on YouTube. I'm gonna say fracking for all my Battlestar Galactica friends. This is fracking stupid. They cannot help themselves. They cannot help themselves.
If that's Wonder Woman 3, that implies that it is the third part of a trilogy connected to the first two Wonder Woman movies. If that's
unless they're gonna make it an Elseworld thing where it doesn't connect to the main one. Because here's the other thing people are forgetting.
If we're doing that, just give us a goddamn Snyderverse 2, for fuck's sake. Just enough. And Scott, by the way, speaking of Zack Snyder, this man, and there's a whole like thing kind of on Twitter trending this week about Zack Snyder being like a saint and being above all this shit. Because Zack Snyder was out promoting Blue Beetle, saying like, I'm so excited to go see Blue Beetle, this and that. Like, can't wait to take my son to see Blue Beetle. And people are like, DC fucked him over so fucking bad and gaslit this guy, and he's still out there promoting their shit. He's like, that this guy, there's no one classier than Zack Snyder, or no one more cucked. I don't know how you want to look at it, but
I mean, you could say the same thing about Henry Cavill, who's still promoting the next season of The Witcher. In fact,
I think Cavill's just a classy motherfucker. Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah. In fact,
wait, promoting the next season, the one he's not in?
He's in like half of it or something like that. It's stupid. All I know is that Netflix released a recent commercial for this upcoming season. And in it, they actually say in like promo work, Cavill is still The Witcher, because they know that people are just like, we're done. We're freaking done. So
no, we already shot some stuff. We have more.
Yeah, we have some scenes. Yeah. This whole thing, I'm not for the first time, I think ever, I can say I'm rooting against comic book based movies, and I'm rooting for more original stuff. Barbie worked. Super Mario Brothers worked. Yes, they're based off popular IP. I get that. They're big corporate brands who've been around forever. I get that. But Oppenheimer was a great movie. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. If you have not seen that, because they kind of stopped promoting it as much because it was making less money than Sound of Freedom, which has been out for several months now. You know, I still think you should go see Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. One of the best action movies I've seen in a while. Tom Cruise still got it. But I can't say there's anything coming out in the near future that I say, you know what? I really want to see it. The freaking Flaming Hot movie, which is on Disney Plus and Hulu, which is
It was decent.
That was better than most stuff I've seen in theaters.
It was better than The Flash.
It was better than The Flash. Even if half the movie is made up. But like, you know.
I can honestly say I enjoyed Flamin' Hot more than The Flash. And yes. Marty. And Mario. And every movie I've ever seen, actually. I guess the list goes on.
I mean, other than Across the Spider-Verse in June, that's basically it. I'm not going to watch Blue Beetle. I told a friend of mine to go watch it for me because I cannot justify
you're farming out your bad movie watching.
I cannot justify using SPC funds to go buy a ticket to watch that movie, which I know is going to be trash. And I bet you this, much like Flash was immediately pushed to digital release and streaming in the same season it came out in theaters, Blue Beetle will hit HBO Max faster than anything. It will be, there's another prediction. Blue Beetle will be on HBO Max by October.
When does it come out?
Comes out like next week or something.
Oh, that's not even a bold prediction. They've been put, The Flash is already out.
Yeah.
They're doing 2 months turnaround now if they don't do anything in the movies easily. So that's a very unbold prediction, Remzo. But I will watch
Blue Beetle, but I will watch it on HBO Max.
That's the pledge. All right. Well, unlike you, that's actually the only way I can justify watching Blue Beetle in the theater is if it's paid for by SBC patrons. So different ways to look at the same. I mean, it's true, though. I mean, if it were not for SBC, if it were not for this podcast and my need to sort of take some bullets for you guys to absorb some of this stuff and let you know what's safe to go see and what's not. If I was just doing this on my own, I don't think I would see another comic movie in the theaters this year. Yeah. If I was just, you know, living my normal life, not thinking about what I should be talking about on the podcast and that sort of thing.
We got one more thing though, if you want to move on. Marvel's still trying to resuscitate everything. We finally got the first trailer for Loki season 2.
I have two trailers keyed up. What kind of mood are you in? Are you in the mood to shit on something? Are you in the mood to maybe be? I haven't watched either, so I don't really know. I also have the Marvels trailer queued up.
Let's shit on something first.
All right, that's I think too. So we'll see if we have time for both. But why don't we start by here? I'll prepare the old share screen here, and let's check out the Marvels trailer. What do we say? You seeing it? You hear? All right, here we go.
Carol Danvers, prodigal child of the Milky Way.
Nick Fury, my favorite one-eyed man of intrigue.
How goes it out there?
Oh yeah, spoiler alert for Secret Invasion. By the end, he puts his eye patch back on. It's supposed to signify in Secret Invasion some sort of like a moment of badassery, but I don't really understand it. He actually looks way more badass without the eye patch.
They should have killed him.
I mean, for where his character is in the MCU, he'd be better off dead.
Yeah.
Not Sam Jackson. I mean, Nick Fury, to be clear. Okay, moving on.
Cold, no air, space.
We're in space. By the way, did you watch the end of did you watch Ms. Marvel?
I watched Ms. Marvel.
So you saw the end, the post-credits of that series?
Where she flies into the closet when she starts messing with her powers more.
Yeah, something happened.
Carol and Kamala switch places.
Right. So that's kind of how Ms. Marvel leaves off is Captain Marvel, Brie Larson, appears in the bedroom of Ms. Marvel. So keep that in mind.
Captain
Marvel. I do like Intergalactic.
The Annihilator.
There, and by the way, let's go back.
You took everything from me. You took everything.
You took everything from me.
The Annihilator.
You took everything from me.
That's our villain, I guess. That appears to be our villain of this. Now, maybe there's another higher level villain that I don't know about in the series. But from what I've seen in this trailer, this lady, I don't know who she's supposed to be. Darben, I guess, according to the subtitles, appears to be the villain. So are you excited? Are you intimidated?
Do you care? I don't even remember who the villain in the first Captain Marvel was. Wasn't it Ronan the Accuser who's in it for 5 seconds?
Ronan the Accuser was in it for like, yeah, he was sort of the villain of the Kree. And then also, I guess it was, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it was just Ronan and the Kree in general were kind of the villains. All right, moving on.
You took everything from me. And now powerful. I'm returning the favor.
Found a band. All right, now that band is the same band as Ms. Marvel wears. And now we're kind of seeing this scene from... But now we got a tie-in. This shit.
Hope everyone remembers WandaVision.
Yeah. Remember WandaVision?
What's happening today?
You know, Feige, I think, was promoting this very, very tepidly and saying, well, what's great about the Marvels, it's that it's a sequel to so many things. It's a sequel to Captain Marvel. It's a sequel to Secret Invasion. It's a sequel to Ms. Marvel. It's a secret sequel to WandaVision. Like, it's a sequel to a bunch of shit nobody liked, except for WandaVision. You know, some people liked, some people didn't. I generally liked it, but this is what came out of WandaVision that I was excited about. Was certainly, I'm a lot more excited about Wanda, about White Vision, than I am about, I can't even remember this freaking character's name.
Scarlet Witch.
No.
She's
Photon sometimes. Photon. I forget what they're calling
Captain Marvel in some continuities.
She's been many, many different Captain Marvels. Yeah. But anyway, they're,
she is
they're
placeholder.
All, and I don't really know how they explain the connection of her powers, because her powers in WandaVision came from going through that field that Wanda created, which was from the Hex powers. I guess they all...
That's like the dumbest way to get superpowers.
I guess they all come from an infinity gem of some kind, but Ms. Marvel's don't. So it's stupid. It's stupid. Moving on.
She's entangled our light-based powers.
Oh, they have light-based
powers.
So we
switch places whenever
we use
them.
So they switch places when they use them. That makes sense.
You can absorb light.
So basically, like, Nick Fury has to babysit these three chicks for a movie. That's
this is like
going
this
on.
Is like dumb Charlie's Angels.
I can see it.
Marvel's
Kamala.
Angels.
Who's Kamala?
Hi.
Charlie's Marvel.
She can turn light into physical matter.
You get more.
Which I have never heard of.
I could totally show you.
No.
More Ms. Marvel fangirling. Ah! I mean, they are checking every single box with this, with the white chick in distress, the Karen Miss Marvel, with Captain Marvel. I mean, what is her freaking name? Quantum, Quasar, Photon? She's Photon in the comics, but I don't think they're calling her. They haven't called her anything yet, anyway. I'm most excited about the Beastie Boys. Everything will change, Renzo.
She's targeting every planet we call home.
Oh, every planet. So there's a bunch of planets.
Oh, so you could have found something
Hold
for
on.
The Skrulls, bitch.
She's targeting every planet we call home. So how many freaking planets are we talking about? Still couldn't find one for the Skrulls. Okay.
To bring anybody into this.
Oh my God. Really? This is happening in the movie? We get like an Indian dancing. I'm most excited about this part, actually.
You are not the only thing standing between this.
A lot of girl love. Some more Kree. Is Ronan back?
Oh,
and
13.
A bunch of alien kitties. On top of that, they have to give us a bad remix of Intergalactic.
This is like worse
like
than
the
what
original
they put on
Guitar
Hero.
Oh, all right.
Higher. Further.
What in her powers made her do that move? She doesn't have powers to do that.
Faster.
You know what I never get to? When characters like, say, Ms. Marvel... Like, her powers are, like, you know, projecting this light and creating these, like, objects and turning light into solids and blah, blah, blah. How come they can get hit and be fine, though? Like, one of her powers is not getting hit and being fine. But they always get hit by these big villains and get thrown against walls, and they're just fine. Even though, I mean, even when they have nothing
to do
with their
powers. The cop-out is that they can absorb energy.
But that's not a power. That's like.
And if it was, she could have taken out Thanos before Tony had to kill himself.
There you go. And now, yeah. Well, now we have...
God, I hate her.
Now we have Super Skrull who has all their powers anyway. So what's the point of any of this?
We should call her She Super Skrull.
All right. The Marvels.
A good kitty ghost.
Yeah, the cat. We know.
Oh, my God!
I mean...
I actually like that scene.
Yeah, but I mean, as I'm saying, like, the alien cat is probably going to get, like, the biggest laugh of anything in this movie. I'm going to remove
Goose this. Is the baby Yoda of this franchise now. That's basically it. And he's not even that.
You know what sucks about that trailer? It wasn't even fun enough to enjoy how bad it was. You know what I mean? Like, I actually enjoyed watching that Kraven the Lion Man trailer a few weeks ago. By the way, they've delayed Kraven like a year.
Yeah, 2024.
So here I was getting all, no joke. I think this is true. Yeah, it's true. If you put both these movies in the theater today and give me one ticket and I have to choose one, I am going to see Kraven over the
Marvels. Oh my gosh, yeah.
And it's not even a question. Because Kraven at least has, I might be able to enjoy this in like some weird way kind of vibes.
I can Mystery Science Theater that shit.
Right.
I don't think I could do that with this.
It might be weirdly bad in an enjoyable way, or it might actually be weirdly good. It's possible. It could be like, it's not the Kraven we know, but maybe they're doing something so different that it,
it's not
maybe
the Kraven we wanted. It's the Kraven,
we needed. Right. It's the Kraven America needs. So, you know, but we kind of just know what we're going to get out of this. I mean, if you've seen Captain Marvel and you see, and you've seen Secret, I mean, they tell you what to expect. They told you what this is the seven things this is a sequel of. So it's just, it's hard to be excited about it, and I think it's also hard for Marvel to be excited about it. And I frankly think that they're probably happy that they can maybe blame this on the writer's strike and not being able to promote it, and that's probably why they're not even trying to delay it. I think they just want to get it over with. They made the movie. It's too fucking late. It's been done. I think they just want to get it out there, and maybe they're secretly happy. They can be like, ah, too bad we couldn't promote it because of the writer's strike, so maybe that's why it didn't do well, because Brie Larson couldn't be out there harassing fans in advance for not enjoying the movie.
You know, it's wild, though, and this is what really sucks for them, because they have to sleep in the bed that they shit in. This comes out, and then what comes out in October? Echo. And they are just streamlining Echo. It's a full season release.
Well, Echo, they supposedly did try to Batgirl. They wanted to Batgirl.
They wanted to,
but there's a different, the way it works with streaming is not the way it works with films. So if they make a film and decide they can't release it, they can write all that production off of the taxes as a loss and everything, as they did with Batgirl. For whatever reason, it doesn't quite work the same way with streaming stuff. So they made Echo. They're forced to release it. They, instead of doing it one by one, they're just going to vomit it out because they have nothing else to do with it. But it's very clear that they do not want to release this at all.
Yeah, when it comes to streaming and TV in general, it has to do with commercial rights. Isn't it something like that? Like, they have already guaranteed, like, they're going to get so many views to satisfy so many, like, advertisement requirements.
Well, I don't think so, because it's to themselves, right?
Yeah, but they still promote other businesses.
And Kevin Feige, so the report is that Kevin Feige sees this show as unreleasable, that he's been seeing it as unreleasable. That is supposedly a quote from an insider. It's not a direct quote from Feige, God. But it's what someone says. He says, I'm told they originally shot eight episodes and Kevin thought it was unreleasable, so they talked about cutting it down to four episodes or maybe six in post, but then they ended up reshooting it, so my source did not actually know how many episodes they wound up with. But yeah, apparently it needed a top-down rejiggering, that's a word, and that Kevin was not happy with it.
God damn.
So that's where we're at with Echo. I'm pretty sure I called this 6 months ago that they were going to try to Batgirl Echo. And it seems like if there was a financial reason they could, that they would. If they're canceling is she deaf and blind? Is she Helen Keller?
Well, she's blind. Deaf and she's an amputee.
What is she missing?
She's missing a leg. Remember, she has that Oscar Pistorius Blade Runner leg.
So she's double disabled and they're canceling her?
That's and, yeah.
Wow.
And she's a Native American.
Oh my God, Remzo. We can't. No. No, we got to release this. That's what they're saying in the board meeting. They're like, we can't. They're like, and somebody's like, sir? Like, yes. Like, she's also Native American. They're like, damn it. Damn it.
Just a reminder, the first time she ever acted in her life was for Hawkeye.
That was the first time she acted?
That was the first time she acted.
Oh, why did they do that? Because she's actually deaf and they wanted to be like, look, we're putting a deaf person in a movie.
Yeah, I can't wait until they put the real aliens that the government announced in movies so that way humans can stop appropriating alien jobs.
And so, yeah, and so we can stop getting residuals from humans having to play aliens.
Man, you know what movie I'm going to watch this weekend?
Starring Karnak, the great, as himself.
I'm going to watch Tropic Thunder this weekend.
Great movie. Because I was just talking about that movie last night.
I think Tropic Thunder is the greatest comedy of all time. When I used to,
it's a bold proclamation. It's a great.
Well,
movie.
I can say that firmly because Ben Stein agreed with me. We said it
Remzo,
a couple of times.
Tropic Thunder is the greatest movie of all time.
All time, all time. Remzo, Tropic Thunder, just all Remzo, time.
That's my Ben Stein.
Yeah. So I want to watch it because that felt like the last authentic movie where it's like they could just do cool shit and they could just be themselves and put out stuff that people really love. That and The Hangover mark like the last true age of like comedies. I would also go as far as say that's like the last true age of movies. After that, it's just for 15 fucking years. So, I mean, it's just, Echo should never have. And mind you, I'm not going to say Echo. I'm going to say how they have done it. Echo in the comics is a cool fucking character. She was awesome in Brian Michael Bendis' New Avengers. She was cool in Daredevil. I am currently reading the Daredevil and Echo limited series from Marvel. It's pretty freaking good. The character is fine. What they have done in order to bring the character to screen is almost as much of a theatrical abortion as what they did with Iron Fist at Netflix. It's just bad. It's just bad. You can't fix it. They're just kind of trying to cram it in. And here's how they will market it. Do you like Vincent D'Onofrio? Well, Kingpin's back. Are you deaf?
Are you missing a leg? Series. You're going to love it.
I think because they're still saying that they're still filming shit even to this day. They will throw Daredevil in there to save it, much like they tried to do that for She-Hulk.
Which is going to hurt. It. Which just hurts Daredevil.
It only makes it worse. It only makes Daredevil worse.
I mean, I think Daredevil and She-Hulk was, like you said, supposed to make Daredevil people go, oh, cool, Daredevil and She-Hulk. And maybe it piqued the curiosity. But if a Daredevil fan tuned into that, they went, oh, my God, this is Disney's Daredevil. This is what's happening to him.
Charlie Cox himself did not even watch that episode.
I don't blame him.
I worked so hard.
I almost made a joke about how could he watch it because he's blind, but I remembered he's not really just that's how good of an actor he is.
That's the thing, though. They should cast a real blind man as Daredevil.
Right? Isn't he appropriating blind jobs right now? It's messed up, man.
Are you looking forward to anything coming out?
Well, that's not a
because
bad
I tried to ask myself that, and I honestly can't name anything.
Okay, well, I'll name one thing that it's not that I'm looking forward to it, but I enjoyed the first season, and we were just talking about it. Why don't we watch the trailer? Loki 2 is the last thing left on any docket that I'm not saying I'm excited about it, because at this point, my excitement has been sapped. I'm assuming the worst of everything at this point, but I did enjoy the first season, so same production team. It's possible I'll enjoy the second one. Would you like to watch the trailer, Rebecca?
Let's do it.
All right, let me fire this up. I should really be preparing this behind the scenes before I say time to watch the trailer. Here it is. You ready? Let's see.
Yeah.
Loki season 2. Here we come. There's Loki.
Hello?
There's Mobius.
We have a little bit of a situation we want to
I have not seen this yet.
You.
Mobius!
I saw it.
Great to see you again.
It's Data. Whoa. Data's in this. Hey, Data's in this. Did you see Indiana Jones, by the way?
What?
Did you see Indiana Jones?
The movie? No.
The new one?
No.
Me neither. All right. I was going to ask you if Data was in it. I don't even know if it is. If he is. But
Short Round? He was Data in another one. He's Short Round in Indiana Jones.
You're right. He's Short Round in Indiana Jones, and he's also Data in the Goonies, but same guy.
Yeah.
And also the guy that was in that stupid
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I hate that movie so much.
You didn't like it?
I bought that movie, not having seen it, but it was at the time it was the only way to watch it, to buy it. So we're like, all right, let's watch it. I fucking hated that movie so much. I hated it so much. I still don't know what the point of it is. And why would there be a multiverse where everyone has hot dog fingers? I can't get over it. It made me so angry.
Michelle Kwan was funny.
Every time they brought that in, it made me so angry. Anyway, but I'm glad he's getting work again because cool actor.
That's what's been happening.
Wow.
Time slipping.
Wait, oh, not time slipping.
Time, you know that?
Yeah.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
Can you fix that?
No.
I'm already way more into this than the Marvels, and it's not even close.
Well, it's impossible to time slip in the TVA.
By the way, if you're just hearing audio, that means you're not watching this on YouTube. And for reasons like this, it's a good thing to do. So you can also see the videos. So head over to youtube.com/ I don't think we have our own YouTube domain. Just go to YouTube and type in Second Print Comics and you'll find us. Back to the
Subscribe
show.
Once, never worry about it again.
Exactly.
Saw it happen.
Yeah.
Stylistically, I'm into it.
Pulled through time.
Okay.
Between the past and the present.
I can dig.
Hello?
Loki bouncing through time. I'm on board.
If what I saw is true.
Although, really, boy, did they cuck Loki with him becoming with the female version being like the most powerful Loki. But that's neither here nor there.
Is that a problem if you're fucking yourself, though? I'm sorry, fracking yourself, YouTube gods.
I can't comment on this.
Nothing to stand between this world and utter destruction.
We're getting
Only one way to find out.
Now they shot this with what's his name?
Jonathan Majors.
With Jonathan Majors, it's still not clear if Jonathan Majors is actually going to continue in the MCU because we don't know what's going to happen.
How the frack is Jonathan Majors the problem, but Ezra Miller can become the modern day Charles Manson and no one has a problem with that. Well, everyone did have a problem with that. That's why his movie failed.
Well, and Majors, is his case is at least, you know, it's questionable whether he did anything or not. I mean, there, from what I understand, I don't know the details of it, but I don't even care
if he hit her at this point.
For what I understand, I'm just
I know you're trying to sidestep that. I don't even care.
I was trying to sidestep
if he hit her, I don't care.
Point is, I know nothing about it. And the point is, no matter what it was, what we know of Ezra Miller is way fucking worse. And that's not even debatable. Ezra Miller like ran like a fucking sex cult or something. Yeah. Like, come on. Anyway, moving on. And have you seen the man's TikToks? Moving on.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean the man's. I meant them. They're,
them.
They're them's.
A little good old-fashioned leg work. Listen, we have different styles. You're a man of action, which is fine.
Loki and Mobius as gumshoe detectives through time. I'm totally approach. Down with this.
It's really goodbye.
If done right. Hey, that was a Twin Peaks reference there. Really good pie.
It's that up to is. Us to save this place.
Is this cracked?
Yes, babe.
Or Data?
Whatever we do, we're playing God.
More hot Loki?
We are gods.
That's true. He's back in his prisoner garb.
Who lives and who dies?
Make the hard choice.
I was just about to say, do you notice anything about this trailer? And I was about to say, they didn't even put Majors in this, but that's not true. Here he is.
It's him.
You better run!
Whoa. It's on its way.
Giant Miss Minutes.
Come on, you're the god of mischief. Always have been, always will be.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
This is the only hit they've had in years.
I don't know the numbers, you know, because Disney, they only know their own internal numbers. That's the kind of weird thing with the streaming stuff and the streaming rights and what makes it all the residual conversation all complicated. But at least critically, like this is WandaVision was mixed reviews. Like some people liked it, some people didn't like it. But Loki almost across the board was well liked by the fans and the public and well received. So it's almost the last thing that they have that I can feel good about going into it, you know, like I'm not going to be pressing play thinking, oh God, what's going to happen here? But there's of course that part of my mind that is somewhat thinking that because who knows, but I really did enjoy the first Loki season. There are some dumb parts of it. Yes, but it was generally fun and enjoyable. And Owen Wilson as Mobius is awesome. And they make an incredible buddy duo. So this trailer actually got me more interested in the series. So good job to the trailer editors, if nothing else.
Yeah. I want to see Kaiju Miss Minutes just as much as anyone else.
It almost makes me wish that this was a movie. Like the whole Loki, these two seasons could have been its own movie. You know? Why sully it along this Disney Plus brand that just has so much other garbage alongside of it?
Completely agree. So,
all right, Remzo. Well, that's all I got. What do you want to talk about as we sign off here? What do you got to plug?
We already plugged everything. Come on. We've got so much more content. We got hundreds of hours of bonus content over at patreon.com/secondforpod. Why wait a week? And
episodes
while you're at
early,
it,
you could be watching this live days before it's released to the public.
And while you're at it, you want to do some reading? Get your reading in this week. Secondprintcomics.substack.com. We have original articles coming out now. Go ahead and get to that. That way, you go ahead and also get episodes in your inbox. We're just men of the people, giving it to you straight, serving you what you want. And it all starts at patreon.com/secondprintpod. That's indeed all she wrote.
And with that being said, our message, as always, is to read comics and
change
the world. And I was going to say, and avoid just some of this, avoid the Marvels.
Yeah. Save
and
your money.
Change the world.
Save that money. Good night, America.
Adios.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.